Hi, everyone. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
Authors of See You at the Campground, a guide to discovering community, connection, and a happier family in the great outdoors.
10 years ago, we bought a pop-up camper that changed our lives and introduced us to the joys of RV travel.
Join us now as we talk about where to camp, what gear to bring, and the best food to cook.
We'll also keep you dialed in with the latest RV innovations from people in the know.
Pull up a chair and join us around the digital campfire.
This is the RV Atlas. Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of the RV Atlas. And today we're talking about one of my favorite topics to some degree. I love tiny trailers. I love smaller RVs. And today we're going to kind of go a step further and talk about small RVs that are also really, really good for going off grid. And today's podcast is based off an article that Stephanie wrote for Togo RV, which was called The 6 Best RVs for Going Off Grid. So it's 6, you know, very new, very on point, very trendy RVs that have what it takes to either dry camp or boondock or, while, you know, mooch dock or Wally Dock or whatever you want to call it, camping off the grid without your typical sewer hookups, electric, et cetera, et cetera. And what I like about your picks here, Stephanie, is that each one is pretty darn different. I mean, there's a couple that are similar, but there's a nice variety here.
That was the goal. Wanted a big variety.
Mission accomplished.
Wanted definitely a range of different options for people. The inspiration for this is, of course, RVing is more popular than ever before because of how well it fits into traveling in a socially distanced way. And so I was kind of thinking, well, what's the next step to that? Like, what's extreme social distancing with RVs? Well, it's going off grid and it's doing that boondocking. And I think a lot of people are thinking about RVs that have never thought about them before. So I also wanted to stay light and kind of towable with smaller tow vehicles.
There are 40-foot fifth wheels that you could make the case are good for going off-grid because you have so much solar on them and huge tanks and all that.
No, this was really under 5,000 pounds GVWR across the board.
So super half-ton towable, mm-hmm. also towable by select SUVs. And I think the point you're making is like these might be good first-time RVs for the type of buyer that might be willing to camp at a harvest host or camp at a hemp camp spot or maybe wants to bring it to their friend's house and you know, camp out in the backyard. All right. So I'm excited to talk about these 6 great RVs for going off grid. We'll link in the show notes to Stephanie's Togo article. But before we dive in, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Go Power. And what a great product to have. Yep. On an off-grid RV.
It features a lot in these rigs, right? Solar power or solar power prep, right? So GoPower has been the industry leader for mobile solar systems and solutions since 1996. Their high-quality solar chargers, inverters, controllers, and power accessories offer a durable, dependable, and cost-effective solution for mobile power needs where grid power is inaccessible, unavailable, or unsustainable.
GoPower not only makes the best equipment, they offer the best support. They have a huge support section on their website. It offers technical support, installation assistance, and answers to frequently asked questions. This is the place to go to learn more about solar and to get your questions answered. And you're going to have questions as you go. There's a bit of a learning curve here. And they have their learning center, and that's going to help you figure out how much solar you need to buy in the first place, what sized inverter you want to get. And Stephanie, you and I are big on inverters. I mean, we feel like if you're getting solar panels, you need to get the inverter. There's also tips on how to boost your battery health and so much more. GoPower has sold over 1 million solar panels, and they have 25 years of experience. Honestly, I wouldn't look elsewhere. They're the best. Okay.
They've been taking care of us off grid for a few years now.
Love the equipment. Love the support. Visit gpelectric.com and follow them on Instagram at GoPowerSolar. Let's talk about, before we go into the 6 rigs that you selected, let's talk first about important features to look for in off-grid RVs. So if you think you want to camp in the way that we were just talking about, you know, what are the features you need to be looking at?
So one of the very important things to me whenever I'm educating people about RV shopping is that you need to find an RV that fits the kind of camping you want to do. Too many people shop kind of independently, right? Like they picture this like rustic state park in their head, and then they go and they buy a 40-foot fifth wheel. Those two things don't go very well together. Okay. So you need to kind of try to match your trailer to your camping dreams and inspiration, you know, aspirations. So here are the things that I think when you're looking for an RV, you really need to pay attention to if you want to camp off grid. First of all, look for 12 volt and propane appliances. So 12 volt appliances are the ones that are going to run off of your house battery. Okay. Just your RV battery. You don't need additional plugs. You don't need additional,
you don't need to be plugged into shore power.
Exactly. So that's really important because there's RVs that will be like, oh, we have it's a convection oven. And you're like, oh, that's so cool. Convection oven. Well, a convection oven is not 12 volt. It's not going to run off your battery. So
and it's going to take a heck of a lot of solar.
Yeah. So 12 volt will help you be off grid and more comfortable. Also propane is another thing that you can use to power your refrigerator, your heater, your water heater. So, you know, definitely propane appliances, looking for those three-way refrigerators that can run in all sorts of environments is important.
And we're seeing more and more 12-volt appliances popping into rigs as a standard. We have a 12-volt television by Furrion.
That's a good example, yeah.
Jayco's starting to put in some 12-volt refrigerators. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it seems to be a direction the industry is going in.
Yeah.
So what about solar? What do we need to look for?
Okay, so make sure that you have solar pre-wiring or manufacturer solar packages. The easiest thing is to find a manufacturer that offers you a package that will give you enough solar for what you're looking for, but at least solar pre-wiring. The thing is about solar pre-wiring is you have to understand it's not really like a huge deal, right? But it is nice that the wiring is in there to attach, but you really want to work with a manufacturer that has matched with a solar package that will be an easy application.
Well, you can order the RV. You can click on the option and order it that way. Or maybe the dealer is selling. I mean, I know like Patrick at Colonial Airstream, like I think they equip a lot of the Airstreams they sell with whatever solar package they use. I think what you're trying to say is that the majority of people are not going to want to install this themselves later, and because it's
YouTube make it look a little bit easier that it's not difficult to do a suitcase solar package. If your RV is pre-wired, you have a little, you know,
like the plug and play.
The little plug and play kind of a thing next to your battery. I'm not saying that that's difficult, but really roof mount solar panels, all of that. I think that some people on YouTube make it look a little bit easier.
You can get it over your head.
Than it is.
And so, also, if you decide that you're going to pay a dealer to do it later, it's going to be expensive.
Have a lot of experience with solar.
And it'd be hours of labor.
I would add that I'd also look for pre-wiring for an inverter. That is becoming more common in some of the off-road, you know, off-grid kind of RVs that will make your life a lot easier if you want to go with an inverter in the future.
Now, one thing I noticed in the six rigs you selected is that there are a wide variety of tank sizes when it comes to freshwater tanks and even black and gray. And I think a lot of first-time RV buyers pay no attention to tank sizes, but tank sizes really matter in terms of getting an RV that matches what you want to do with it, right?
That is something that we never would have thought to look at as first-time RV owners. So I always think about it. With our White Hawk, we didn't really have an idea of off-grid camping. And then when we first did some dry camping in it, it was so awful for that because of how small the tanks were. And that really like opened my eyes to the range. There's no standard tank size out there. The ranges are phenomenal. So it's really important. If you think you want to camp without hookups, make sure you get tanks that are going to let you do that.
You have to get, like, how many people are camping too, right? Like, you know, like for us, a 30-gallon tank with the five of us is, if it's like a 30-gallon black tank is just going to fill up fast. The 28-gallon, you know, gray tank is going to fill up fast with five of us. Two people that are good at conserving water or whatever could make that last a while.
I even think it's more important to look at freshwater sizes, right? It's really helpful to be able to carry freshwater when you're going off grid. And, you know, the ones that I featured in this roundup actually range in size from 8 to 55 gallons. So, I mean, really, that gives you an idea of what a huge range there is.
Yeah, but then the gray matters too, because the fresh has got to go somewhere, right? So they need to be somewhat equivalent or matched up.
Yes, but you can also flush, you know, like there's different tricks for managing your gray water usage in a different way, whereas fresh water you need. Okay. So like that to me is very important.
All right, another key thing that you think we need to look for has to do with frames and axles. What should we be looking for?
Okay. So most travel trailers that are made to go over more rugged terrain are going to have raised axles. They might have more solid framing and they're going to give you lots of ground clearance. So a lot of trailers in this class are also going to offer you like all-terrain tires as maybe standard or an additional upgrade. If you think you are going to be on anything besides asphalt, make sure that you get an RV that is equipped to be on rugged roads.
And they look really cool.
Yeah,
I mean, you want your off-road RV to look rugged and to look cool. Okay, so let's dive into your six picks here. And I'm kind of excited. Like, I would like to own one of each of these, you know? So your first pick is the InTech RV Flyer. Anything you want to say about InTech in general? Because maybe people don't know this name as well. And then specifically about this flyer.
I've been a fan of the InTech RVs for years. I've been in them at like open house. I'm out in Elkhart. We actually were in one when we were doing testing with Trailer Life. So the reason why I like these is because they really are made for rugged RVing. They're kind of like bare bones. They're lightweight. They're usually micro lights, right? A lot of them are. And they're also like really, they're built well. So fully welded cage frames, okay, things like that. But they're also designed for people that kind of really actually want the camping with a hard shell experience, right? So not a lot of bells and whistles. This InTech RV Flyer is actually a toy hauler with tip out beds. So we're talking like a hybrid, you know, toy hauler. And then it has up to 2,000 pounds of cargo carrying capacity.
Which is huge if you want to bring some fun stuff with
you. Dirt bike, four-wheeler, you know, motorcycle, that kind of a thing. Lots of 12-volt outlets, 12-volt refrigerator. And of course, they come in lots of like fun colors.
They're stylish.
Yeah.
I mean, like you're saying in some ways that they're stripped down, but then also like the look of them is very stylish. Our neighbors actually have been shopping for an InTech. And they asked me like, well, what do you think? And I said, well, Stephanie likes them. I like them. And I actually kind of texted a few people in the industry. And I was like, well, what's the quality reputation? And I got back several responses. Like the quality reputation is pretty good, if not very, very good.
I think
these.
They're doing a good job over there. Now, some of the features that I particularly love for off-grid is that they have a 2-inch lift package that can give you that additional clearance. And then they also have good racking system. Roof racks are something that, again, if a manufacturer provides them, that's next level instead of having to deal with it yourself.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be drilling holes into the roof. Let the manufacturer do that, mm-hmm. You know, for sure. All right, your next pick is, you know, Lance truck camper, and in particular, the 650 truck camper. Oh my gosh, I want a truck camper. You want a truck camper. We've both wanted a truck camper. What do you like about this particular? I mean, Lance has a great reputation in general. What do you like about the 650?
So this is specifically designed for short bed half-ton trucks, okay? And that's tough in the truck camper world to find something that goes with your short bed, okay? So I love this option for people that have that F-150 kind of, you know, like vehicle, and they don't want to go to a Super Duty, you know? They don't want to go to a long bed. They want to keep that. They have a 3-way refrigerator. So again, you get that 12-volt usage, USB, 110-volt outlets if you want them. I really appreciate that Lance has a helpful and detailed compatibility guide that helps line up their truck campers with actual trucks. This is something that's lacking in the RV space, right? Manufacturers need to be better at helping people navigate the world of tow vehicles. And Lance is trying to do that, which I think is good.
And again, to a point made earlier, or maybe it was in last week's show, if you want to be a leader in the category, provide education.
Yep.
And I think it's fair to say Lance is the leader in truck campers. I mean, that's, I think, by
for
far.
For sure. Absolutely.
And they're also providing the education. You get people hooked in by teaching them to make the right decisions, and then they're going to be loyal to your product. So anything else you love about that, Lance, or anything we should look for if we're shopping for one?
You can add a 100-watt solar panel if you plan to boondock, which I like. And they also offer a 19-inch 12-volt TV, which, again, you can watch your shows off-grid.
That seems like a big TV for a small camper.
19-inch 12-volt TV, yeah.
All right, the next one, the Lance isn't cheap. But neither's the Airstream base camp. All right. So I love the Airstream base camp. I think they just added one at 20 feet.
Yeah. So this is the redesign. So the base camp got like a makeover. Okay. And now there's a whole range from 16 to 20 feet. I, you know, specifically looked at the 16 just because it's, you know, 3,500 GVWR, which is so SUV towable. Like
Ford Explorer territory.
Yeah, absolutely. So I specifically was looking at that. But they all have an onboard restroom with toilet and shower. And that is somewhat unusual in this weight range and this category, right? A lot are going to not have wet baths. They're going to have a lot of them are not going to have full bathrooms, right? They're going to maybe have a cassette toilet or various different ways to help you use the facilities.
But when you're up at that Airstream price point, people want to be able to go to the bathroom in comfort as well.
Yeah, they've got large wheels, side skirts, wheel flares so that you can be on gravel and debris and keeping your Airstream nice and pretty. Goodyear tires, 12 volt tank heaters are standard. Wow.
That is really cool.
Yeah, right.
12 volt tank heaters.
Yep. Yeah.
I feel like you're getting a glimpse at the future of RVing.
And the buyers can upgrade to a 180-watt solar package with two AGM batteries.
And why wouldn't you? Right. I just keep saying that to people listening to our podcast. Like, if the solar is a clickable option, I would even say, even if you're not sure how you're going to use it, just trust us and get it. Even just the fact that your RV will be on in the driveway. So mm-hmm. you can just walk in and put the lights on. Don't have to worry about plugging it in. Okay. Anything else about the base camp you love or we should know?
Nope. That's pretty much it. I mean, I guess I could say that there are two 20-pound propane tanks, which again, for this size is nice. They're giving you that fuel to be off grid.
Our 33-foot White Hawk had two 20-pound
exactly,
tanks. So yeah, and this is
out.
Half the size, right? And half the weight. All right. We have three more great picks from Stephanie in 1 second. But before we dive into those great picks, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Thetford.
AquaBio is a new twist on holding tank treatments, offering today's RVers a formaldehyde and bromohol-free formula. Thetford's next generation of holding tank solutions is campground-friendly, and it complies with all of California's strict regulations. The quick-acting holding tank treatment eliminates odors while digesting waste and toilet paper to prevent clogging, all without any harsh chemicals. And of course, Thetford is proudly made in the USA. The new AquaBio is formulated and tested safe for all RV and marine toilets, holding tanks, and septic systems. Visit Thetford.com for more information.
I was talking to our friends at Thetford this week, and there's some new stuff coming. Some new black tank kind of
product. Well, we're living in an RV, so we can test it all.
Keeping the smells away is really important.
We're
30 nights in the RV in a row. Mm-hmm. As the house gets worked on. So, you know, if you're a full timer, you're spending extensive time in your RV, you do not want that funky smell, and the Thetford products do the trick. Okay. So your fourth pick, Jayco has a whole new lineup called the J-Feather Micro Series. It's 5 or 6 floor plans, and they are all really intended to be good for off-grid camping. So which one did you pick, and what are some of the key features about this J-Feather Micro?
Yeah, so I picked the 166 FBS, and it's prepped for roof-mounted solar power and pre-wired for an inverter.
Huge.
I think that that's a really big deal. I also, of course, love that it had a 55-gallon freshwater tank. I think that that's like go away and never come back, right?
This is the length of this trailer is under 20 feet. That's a huge freshwater tank.
Right. And the GVWR is 4,996 pounds. So that's under 5,000 pounds.
So select SUVs, definitely some mm-hmm. SUV options, a Toyota 4Runner, you know, maybe something like a Dodge Durango. And then just about any half ton pickup is going to really do a great job towing this. So what are some other key features?
Oh, you can also get the Thule roof rack system or bike storage rack if you like to travel with your bikes and stuff like that. So that's good. I really like roof racks. Systems that come with RVs.
I love the floor plan on this. It's super comfortable for a solo traveler or a couple or maybe somebody with one small kid, a dedicated bed and a really comfy sofa and tons of storage. So if you're going to travel extensively for really long periods of time, got room for all your clothes, all your stuff, super, super comfortable living room kind of setup. Okay. What's next?
All right. So number five was the Winnebago Hike. Again, Winnebago designed this whole line, much like Jayco's line, right, of a model. This is specifically designed for this off-grid experience, and they offer five different floor plans ranging from 20 to 25 feet in length. I highlighted the H172BH, which I thought was nice for adventurous families because it had bunk beds and a large U-shaped dinette that transforms into that extra bed. I love the fact that the exterior of the travel trailer is outfitted with this rack system gear storage box. It also has 15-inch off-road tires and axle lift.
It's kind of cool when you look at the micro and this together, because the micro is like 12 to 20 feet or 12 to 22 feet or something like that, that range. And then here you're 20 to 25 feet. So between those two lineups, you have anything from 12 to 25 feet, which is like something for everybody.
Yeah, you'll definitely want to look at the two and see which fits you better with what specific features that you're looking for. And then lastly, I highlighted the Rockwood GeoPro. This has been a line that's been around for a little while, but I think they're continually making improvements in two things. I think that they're doing a really good job at giving people a paired down option for off-grid, right? As some of these RVs
are expensive,
become more and more outfitted and more expensive, I do think that the Geo Pro is kind of like staying pretty like, you know, simple
accessible.
Yeah, absolutely. So they have a wide range of floor plans in this line, from a 10-foot teardrop to a 20-foot toy hauler. The whole series comes equipped with 100-watt roof-mounted solar panels and a 1,000-watt inverter. So this whole series comes with that already. You don't even have to add it on. Most of the models have a 12-volt TV, Wi-Fi Ranger signal booster, and a shower miser water conservation system, which we saw in action when we were out in Elkhart testing trailers last year.
In a Rockwood.
And it's a really amazing system for showering, but not...
The water doesn't come out till it's hot, so you're not wasting that first burst of cold water.
And when you like turn it off and when you turn it on again, it stays constant, right? So it's like monitoring the use, and you can kind of do that Navy shower thought process, but in a much more comfortable way.
Yeah, we're hearing more and more about that product. That sounds like a really good product. So can we get a small, tiny off-grid camper?
I should expect this from you, right? Anytime we talk about rigs, you're going to ask for a while.
I'm just that guy that's perpetually in a bind, because the RVs that excite me and that get me really pumped up are usually like 22 feet and under, but I have three kids and I need to be in the 30-foot range. But I just love the idea of an RV you can take just about anywhere.
Yeah,
you know?
These are some really fun options out there, a wide range for a lot of different price points, a lot of different, depending on how many people you're traveling with. So you can head over and see all of the pictures, too.
And where can people find this article? Yeah. I mean, I'll link to it in the show notes, but okay. Tell us where it is.
So over on TogoRV.com, you'll find a button for RV Living, and that is where me and my team put out tons of great RV content every week.
Yeah, and I loved this article, and I want all six of these RVs. And I think this is the cutting edge. I mean, this is really the cutting edge in terms of what's going on with these off-grid vehicles. So hopefully we'll see you all in one of them at the campground.
See you at the dispersed campground. Bye-bye.
See you at the Harvest Host. See you at the winery.
See you at the winery.
See you Mooch Dockin in your friend's driveway.
A big thank you for listening to this episode of the RV Atlas.
And a big thank you to our sponsors, to Jayco, the Thetford Corporation, Go Power, Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts, and RV Snappad.
To find out more about the topics discussed in this show, visit thervatlas.com.
And to join the friendliest group of RVers, join us over at the RV Atlas Group on Facebook.
See you at the campground.
We'll see you at the campground.